get a lead, man. Get a chance to get to let the guys hunt. Tell them to get after the quarterback. Let those guys pass. That is fun, man. You know, playing 4-minute catch-up stuff, man. That's tough ball. I almost had a heart attack last week. Too young for that.
About time went our way. You know, they've been really close games since I've been here. They've won the first four, and they've all been close. I mean, I can think back to my rookie year. Went into Atlanta, had the lead down to in the very end of the game, and Redmond came in and hit it on a fourth down. But you know, they're a great divisional opponent. You know, I got a lot of respect for those guys, offense and defense. You know, they're a good team. We'll get to see them again. Looking forward to that. But that particular set, we were going to call a timeout if they didn't jump. And then who knows, we might have gone back and tried to hard count them again. Who knows? But we were eventually going to get to a quarterback sneak. So.
Welcome to the Peter Plank Recap here on Peter Plank Radio Network. I am senior writer Josh Hill, recapping a wonderful day to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, to be a Buccaneers player, a coach, anything associated with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You ought to be proud of who you are, because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get their first home win, they get their first divisional win, and they get the first win against the Atlanta Falcons in the Raheem Morris, Josh Freeman era. We are going to be recapping that game very shortly here, but we are extending this show, and we are including a wonderful interview with Patrick Nohy, the senior editor and the lead writer over at thepewterplank.com. He will be joining me shortly. We will be talking about the Buccaneers win over the Atlanta Falcons. We will be talking about Josh Freeman and his uncanny ability to get the Buccaneers a victory, and the Buccaneers defense and their uncanny ability to, despite giving up 140 yards to Roddy White and 150 to Julio Jones, their uncanny ability to keep those two monsters out of the end zone and put up a big W in the win column for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But let's get to game recap, because it was a wonderful